Husker Radio, it's Tanner Struckman. We're pleased to be joined on the line with McDade Elementary Principal Pam Wood. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning, Tanner. I'm fine.
You are obviously in a much different situation, I know, with COVID-19, and that's not what we're here to talk about, but I did want to ask you before we got started on the event that's going on today. Missing school, I assume? Missing normalcy?
Oh, yeah. I'm missing the kids. Gosh, you know, a school is not a school without kids.
That's for sure. Teachers, I'm sure that, I mean, that's what they do it for, obviously, is the kids. And if you can't see them, it's not near the same. But we're talking about something you guys have organized that I think is really neat. It's today. It's called Honk for Hope. It's for one of your faculty members, Mrs. McCarthy Garth. Talk about this event that's going on today.
Mrs. McCarthy Garth has taught at McDade for, I think it's 32 years. It's a long time. And I know she won't mind me sharing that, but yeah. And a bulk of that time she's taught religion, to fifth and sixth graders. A year and a half ago, approximately, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and, she went through treatment for that. And then at about Christmas time, it's reoccurred. It has spread. So, she obviously is going through treatment again. And with the current circumstances, it's pretty isolating for her. She just cannot expose herself to anyone based on her compromised immune system. So we thought we would try to do something to lift her spirits and to let her know that we're still thinking about her and we're still praying for her, and also give the kids a chance to share that with her too. So yeah, today we're going to do an event called Honk for Hope. We're going to parade by her house. Kids have made signs, and we're gonna stay in our cars. Nobody's gonna get out of their cars. But we're gonna drive by her house and honk, and kids are gonna have signs they want to share, and just let her know that we're thinking about her and we're praying for her, and maybe just give her a break to her day. She's pretty isolated right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's got to be incredibly tough. I mean, we hear the stories about those in nursing homes and really anybody that has to isolate. And she's obviously has to isolate for a extended period of time. And so, yeah, absolutely, this is an awesome event that could definitely pick up her spirits. And also, I'm sure, give her class, pick up their spirits, because they probably miss her and they're probably wondering how she's doing and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, our kids have had opportunities to Zoom with their teachers, but I think the kids will love, she's going to be outside standing out in her yard, and the kids are going to get a chance to see her. Obviously, we're not going to allow anyone to talk to her or to approach her, but the kids will get a chance to see her, and she'll get to see them and maybe give them a little bit of closure, especially her own homeroom kids.
Now this, her house is on West 3rd. So you guys are meeting at Norpott High School, right?
We are going to meet. It started out just being the teachers were going to do this. But it kind of, we just extended it to let the kids and the families do it too. So yeah, we're going to meet at Norpott High School. We're asking people not to get out of their cars. Just to stay in their car. We're going to just kind of meet there. She lives close to Norpott High School. So we're going to then go down 3rd Street and go by her house. And like I said, honk and wave and just try to acknowledge her and let her know that we're thinking about her and we're praying for her.
Absolutely. Pam Wood, McDade Elementary Principal. And again, Honk for Hope. It's a car parade to show support for Mrs. McCarthy Garth, a fifth grade teacher there at McDade Elementary. Well, thanks so much for doing this. I know that's going to be great for her, great for the students and the faculty that are participating. And I guess good luck as well to the rest of the school year. What we call a school year, it's a little different. But and as you mentioned off air before we got started, hopefully, come fall, we can just put this all behind us and be back to normal, right?
Yeah, I hope so. And I think there's lessons to be learned from every experience. And so I think we'll take what we've learned from this and we'll move forward.
Thanks so much, Pam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tanner.